Hello, my Level Up lovelies, and welcome back to another episode on the Level Up Mindset podcast. How are we all today? I hope you're feeling good, ready to go and take on the world. And if you're not, don't worry, because today I'm going to talk about something that is going to help you to stop letting the present moment and things that can't be changed right now affect you so much. And this is actually something that has been affecting me for a while, and something was getting me really down and just consuming so much of my time. It got to the point where I couldn't think of anything else. Basically, this came to me, or came back to me, because I already knew about this before. And when it did, I was like, oh my God, yes, absolutely. What am I doing? This is ridiculous. I'm stressing over nothing and I'm wasting so much time. So, because I got a little reminder today, I thought I would do the same for you guys. Without going into too much detail on my situation, because I do not know who listens to these and whether people that know me do, maybe they do. But basically, in my life, in my line of work, just in my everydayness, there are sometimes moments where I'll have to deal with people who are not so nice. And it can be really stressful. And this was actually happening on a very regular basis for me. And I was really struggling to not let it affect me. Initially, it just annoyed me a little bit, but then that annoyance became worry and dread, to the point where any time the thought of seeing this person came into my head, I would feel such a bout of anxiety. Now, this has probably been going on for about 3 weeks, and I have noticed a dramatic difference in not only my skin, which is broken out, despite the fact that I've worn masks now for such a long time and never broken out. I'm now breaking out constantly, and nothing has changed aside from this. Whenever I do my routine, I've not been able to stay as consistent. Still been doing a lot of things. However, when I have done them, for example, when I've done a workout, instead of feeling amazing that I've done it, I have felt nothing. Like, no excitement and no joy. It was literally like this feeling, the thought of this person, had consumed everything and had basically taken out any happiness that I could have. And it started to really manifest in everything I was doing. My days off became less fun. Whenever I had gotten further on writing my fourth book, I would normally feel really good and I didn't. That moment when I had done all my work that I had to do and had a really great productive day, coming home, having a nice hot bath and chilling and watching Netflix, like my favourite thing to do when I've done everything, wasn't doing it for me. Nothing was doing it for me. And it was getting really tough, because it was like 3 weeks down the line and I'm still feeling this way. And when you feel like that, all motivation goes. You don't feel motivated to work out, because not only are you not feeling great about being healthy, but after you do the workout, you don't feel good about it like you normally would. So things like that started to really impact everything. And I really didn't want it to anymore, because I was more and more aware of it every time I felt it. And I just couldn't shift that emotion. And I don't know what happened, but today I was just sitting, thinking about this situation. I'd spoken to a few friends about it and felt a little bit better. However, it was still like this dark cloud was looming over me. So I decided to just relax and really try to take the emotion out of it, even just momentarily, so that I could think about this situation in a bigger scale. And when I did that, the first thing that came to my head was, you'll forget about this in 5 years. And it was so true. As soon as I relaxed and allowed that thought in, I realized I was putting all this focus on something that in 5 years' time was not going to be a big deal anymore. The people that were affecting me were not going to be, they're not going to be in my life anymore. I know this for a fact. I already know it. It is just a temporary thing. And even though we know that, sometimes the thought of every day, it's almost like the days become so much longer and unbearable when you've got months and months and months to go before something happens and your situation can change. Or like in my case, it's kind of like that. Every day just seems to drag in. And even every week, like honestly, it's almost like time slows down. Always slows down when you don't want it to. And then when you're having so much fun, it tends to speed up, right? So what I realized was that I was wasting all this time right now on something that was not even going to matter in 5 years' time. And then it got me thinking, why am I making this the main focus? This is basically consuming everything and taking over everything else. All the goals that I've got, all the plans that I'm working towards achieving. Is that right? All the goals I'm working towards achieving, all the plans that I've got. That's what I meant. The quality was slipping. I wasn't being as consistent. And they weren't getting my main focus. They weren't getting my attention. And that's when I realized it was all wrong. I was giving all my attention to a scenario that I didn't even want. And to one that is not going to matter in 5 years' time. When I realized that, I instantly shifted and started thinking more about what is going to matter to me in 5 years' time. And I thought about those things for a while. My books, my, you know, business goals, my career goals, my health goals, fitness, like everything. And I thought about those goals. Those things are going to matter to me in 5 years' time. So when I did that, I started to focus more specifically on what I was doing or what I could do now to make sure that 5 years from now, I'll be glad at the time that I've spent and grateful for it, because it's going to get me far. It's going to take me places. Whereas the time that I was spending on these people and these scenarios, I'm going to forget about in 5 years' time, and they're going to be a blimp. So why was I even using that time, the time that I've got today, on that? So that's what I realized. And then as soon as I did that, and as soon as I shifted that focus, the funniest thing happens. And this is where I believe so much in synchronicity, and even in your higher self and intuition kicking in, the universe giving you a sign. So as soon as I did this and I thought about this and I thought, right, okay, I need to focus more. Don't get me wrong, I was still feeling a little bit low and a bit like, right, I know what I need to do now and that's good, I'm going to focus more. But this scenario was still playing in the back of my mind and it was still bothering me. That cloud was still there. So what I actually did was, for some reason, and I've been doing this course, this online course, it's an NLP course, just because it's really interesting to learn. I wanted to do it for myself, so why not? But for the last, I kid you not, month or two, I haven't done barely any work on it. I actually forgot about it at one point. That is how bad it gotten, and that's how much other things were kind of consuming my time, and it was fine. But because in the last 3 weeks things had got really tough with this situation, I didn't even have enough space in my brain to remember that I was doing a course in the first place. So because I think I'd relaxed and I'd taken a break from focusing on this ridiculous matter, my brain had time to then switch and kind of open up to other things. And I instantly, don't know why, just decided to jump on my course and see what the next module was. I wasn't planning on doing anything with it. I just wanted to do it. And when I did, you can probably hear it through this, I had the biggest grin on my face, because my next module was called Making Something Important or Not. And it was basically a lesson or an exercise on how to neutralize things in your life that you want to make less or more important. And I felt like it was the biggest sign from the universe to be like, hey, you can do this. You can change it. You can change the situation. You can't always change the people. And that's what I did realize, which I knew anyway, but I remembered, because I think a lot of the information we know, we just need to remember that we know it. So I remembered, actually, these people aren't going to change. So I need to change me. And opening this up and seeing this, making something important or not, was the biggest sign that not only could I do it, but that I should do it, and that I was still on the right path. What are the chances of that? This has been happening so much, and I will share this in another episode because I just love synchronicities and things working out. This was definitely one of those times where you just couldn't put it down to coincidence, because there really aren't any coincidences in life. They always come from somewhere. So my message to you today is, if there is something that is getting you down, and I know it can be really stressful, especially if it's like work and you're having to deal with people that you maybe just don't blend well with in work, or get on well with in work for whatever reason, or if it's family or home life, whatever your situation is, think to yourself, in 5 years' time, am I going to be happy that I have spent so much time and given this so much attention? Will it even matter in 5 years' time? Will these people be in my life in 5 years' time? Will this situation still be a big deal in 5 years' time? If your answer is no, then shift your focus. Start by doing what I did. Think about what is going to matter to you in 5 years' time. What are you going to say 5 years from now? I'm so glad I did more of. I'm so glad I did that. Or I wish I had done more of. Think about that. Because that is the thing you should be putting your focus back onto. And as soon as you do take the focus off of the thing that's getting you down and you focus on the thing that is more important to you, because even though we have things that are important to us, we don't always put them first. We don't always prioritize them. But when you can do this, you will shift your focus back to the things that matter to you, and then you can begin to prioritize them again. These are the things that are going to get you to where you want to be. So anything else around you that is not serving you and that is not good for you, that you can't change, because obviously if there's something that's not working for you that you are able to change, then great, change it. But if there's something that you in this very moment cannot change, as in maybe it's a time restriction, maybe you have no choice right now, maybe COVID has really restricted us in a lot of ways, right? If it is something like that, then try and do this trick by thinking about the 5-year thing. Will I care in 5 years? If it's no, keep focusing on the things that you will care about. And then what you'll find eventually is that you focus so much on that, that these things will start to matter less and less. And hopefully to the point where they don't affect you so much anymore. I can say I already feel an instant shift in my energy. And I no longer have as much dread for seeing these people, dealing with a scenario. I'm feeling so much better about it because I have got my focus back and I know what's important to me and I am making that my priority. So I hope you guys will do the same. Thank you so much for listening. As always, I'm happy to have you here and very, very grateful for every person that downloads an episode. If you do want to hear more from me, or if you want any support on how to stay more consistent, be mindful and stay more positive, then I will leave the links to my books down below for you, as well as my Instagram, where I always post some like insightful quotes and stuff like that, or things that I'm going through that I've had like epiphanies on. So if you do want that, then feel free to check them out. Thanks again, and I'll speak to you in the next one.